If you think equity is the point of the justice system, then you don't care about the details. You're not interested in the evidence. You're not interested in who is actually guilty or innocent before the law. What you care about instead is the appearance of the defendants, the identity of the people who were convicted and acquitted. According to the principles of equity, how you were born determines whether or not you are guilty. That's equity. And it's not a fringe theory anymore. According to Joe Biden himself, equity is the organizing principle of this White House. He said so the day he was inaugurated. But in order to replace equality in our justice system and every other institution with equity, that means you have to tear down the system we currently have and have used for the last 250 years. That's not easy. It's a big assignment. How do you do it? Well, in the justice system, there's no faster way to tear it down than by calling judges racist, which, needless to say, is exactly what they're doing now.
He has made a series of decisions. Each one perhaps may be individually defensible, but in totality lead to the impression of a biased, racist judge with his Trump rally cell phone that is trying to get Rittenhouse a walk.
I almost wanted to speak too early there. His reference to the Trump phone, you may not know that, and it's a little pithy dig, is that the judge in the Rittenhouse case's phone went off. Some people think he left it on instead of putting it on silence because when it rings, it plays Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA. And that was one of Trump's songs that he used at the rally. That's right. What he's making reference to. I mean, that's a well-known song. It's been around forever.
It's kind of a stretch, sir.
It's a beautiful song. Even before it was huge before Trump ever embraced it.
Oh yeah.
But
whatever.
They're setting it up. They're setting up the pins like Janet, you and I as kids used to set up the half gallon milk cartons because they made good size for pins. Mm-hmm. And then we had our little volleyball that we'd roll. They're setting up the pins for a strike against this verdict, no matter what it is. Because if they get some kind of a conviction, they're not going to be happy because it won't be the death penalty.
It won't be enough.
It won't be enough. It never is for these folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting.
Welcome to November 18th.
I know. So it goes. It's Thursday. It's a big day.
It is a big day, yeah.
Because it's your birthday.
It's
happy
my birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You got plans?
I do. I'm going to have lunch with my brother-in-law. He doesn't know this yet.
Oh, surprise!
But he's taking me to lunch.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, he came in, and it was a blessing. It was one of those deals where he had a drop-off in Danville.
Okay.
And he's going to come and hang around with us for a couple of days. He came and bobtailed it on the way back, left his trailer down there. It's the first time he's come to the house.
What is
bobtailing?
What does that mean?
Or deadheading, I think is what it's called. We got a bunch of truckers out there. What is the term you use when you leave your trailer and then you go? You just drive the cab. I think it's bobtailing or deadheading or something. Or maybe deadheading is when you have to pull the trailer and there's nothing on it.
Maybe we should stop talking because we don't know what. And they're probably laughing hysterically right now.
Well, somebody will text us and let us know or call us.
They've just got their head in their hand going, oh my word, what are y'all doing?
Don't even get in your truck today.
That's right. Hey, here's our thought of the day for Mark's birthday.
Okay.
Someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree yesterday.
Wow. That's legacy.
Mm-hmm.
You plant something today and somebody benefits.
You might not see it. You might not live to see it, but you can make a difference. Someone is sitting in the shade today because someone else planted a tree yesterday.
Had a conversation with somebody recently about, all the works that were done in these great, magnificent cathedrals that they literally worked on paintings for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And they may have never seen their finished work. Somebody else picked up, and
because they were so extensive.
But we benefited for hundreds of years now,
right?
Those beautiful
from
paintings.
That.
Yeah.
434-248-0704. That's our text number. Hope you're going to use it this morning with our Mind Jam trivia.
Wow, this is a good one. You got me. Okay.
This is going to be kind of a theme today, even with our life hacks.
Oh, okay, awesome. All right, so clothes, credit card interest, and alcohol are all in the top five things Americans waste their money on. What is the number one thing Americans waste their money on?
So we've already told you what it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, well, it is, but it's not the number one.
Yeah, clothes, credit cards, and alcohol.
Right. Those were in the top things that Americans waste money on. Mm-hmm. We want to know what was number one.
Okay.
434-248-0704. On this day in history in 1928, it was the little mini movie that started it all. Mm. Walt Disney's Steamboat Willie is released. It's the first Mickey Mouse sound cartoon. Oh, there he is.
I can see him whistling and moving back and forth.
Yep.
Yep.
It really did start it all, though.
Yeah, it really did.
Very modest, humble little film that has become, talk about a legacy, good Lord.
Good night.
He's probably rolling his grave with some of the stuff they're doing, but yeah, other than that, in 1959, Ben-Hur, starring Charlton Heston, premieres in New York. It was the Academy Awards Best Picture in 1960.
You may conquer the land, you may slaughter the people, that is not the end. We will rise again. The day Rome falls, there will be a shout of freedom such as the world has never heard before.
Imagine somebody saying that in the speech now, they'd probably be arrested.
When my Mark is teasing me about my love of old movies,
right.
He'll come into the kitchen, he's like, Janet, my love. I'm like, shut up.
You know,
don't make fun of my old movies. I love them.
Well, you think about when this was filmed, and you know, in the late 50s, mm-hmm. that scene where the chariot scene stinking amazing.
It is amazing. And have you ever seen the behind the scenes?
I have
of
not.
That?
I'd love
you
to.
You should look that up because it's pretty fascinating. Yeah. And folks were hurt.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And that
was incredible.
You know, the thing that the spikes on the wheels, that was way before James Bond started doing it. I'll tell you that.
I know, that's right. and it's actually a real thing that they did. Mm. Well, a somber day in history with this next one. In 1978, we had the mass suicide in Jonestown at the behest of Jim Jones, who was the head of a group called People's Temple. Yeah. It was formed in Indianapolis, Indiana, and then they moved to Guyana in 74 and set up just outside of Georgetown. Mm.
Jones had an imagination of creating the perfect communist society in which everybody would live in cooperation and benefit from each other. His ideas were starting to take shape while in California. Despite the considerable success, Jones dreamt of setting up a compound for his church outside of the United States.
Hmm.
Yeah. Boy, that was...
And that's how stuff like that usually works, mm-hmm. folks.
Yep.
It is. In 1963, push-button phones are used for the first time. Crazy.
I found this old Bell. I think it's a Bell South commercial. Okay. Here we go. Rotary. New technology.
Are you tired of going around in circles? Well, now's the time to get the touch. South Central Bell Touch Tone Service. Because now till August 31st, you save $20 with free connection, and it's only $1.75 a month. Touch Tone puts a world of services right at your fingertips.
Now, the commercial goes on to say, Janet, and I remember this, but I didn't until I heard it. You would actually lease your phone.
Yes, that's right.
You didn't own that dial tone phone in your house. You leased it.
Exactly.
For so many dollars a month.
Right. Which is why we didn't have one.
Right.
I mean, I can remember being a little child mm-hmm. in the 70s. And if you went to a house that had a touch tone phone, that was fancy living right there.
Sure.
That's what that was. But it's because they would. You would have to lease it. You couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it would just go on and on and on.
And now those things are at the flea market. I'll give you a dime for it. A quarter's too much.
I thought we had arrived when we had a touch tone phone.
Well,
I'll tell you. In 1985, Paul McCartney releases Spies Like Us.
I don't have a soundbite. The
you
song.
You said you tried
the
to listen.
The song sucks.
It so really is, does. Was it the album or is that well, just the song?
Just the song. I didn't look to see if there was an album attached to it.
Oh,
he
I
tries
it was
to go
album.
Kind of like punk 80s wave stuff, and it just is unbesetting of a former Beatle to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I thought some of his wing stuff I thought was a little
Interesting.
You know, poppy and stuff too.
Yeah, very. Yeah.
All right, so no spies like us. Mm-mm. You'll have to peel that banana yourself if you want to hear that.
I don't have a soundbite for this next one, but it is cool.
It is cool. In 2015, Kangaroo Dundee, a mm-hmm. wildlife TV series, premieres featuring Bjorja and Roger, the ripped kangaroo.
You showed me that picture yesterday. That looks like
insane.
It's photoshopped. It honestly looks
it
like
it. It does not look real.
Yeah.
He looks like a man.
Right.
A man covered in fur. A really
yeah.
fit,
yeah.
buff man.
Right.
I mean, biceps and rippling yeah. muscles. I didn't know they could get like that.
I didn't either. It's odd.
I wouldn't have believed it had it not been in this documentary mm-hmm. series on BBC.
Right.
They have no reason to fake that.
Right. And it was like a reddish hair with mm-hmm. I call it a blonde, like chest area
right.
or whatever.
Look up Roger the Ripped Kangaroo. Yeah. It is insane. It's just the craziest thing ever.
Wow.
Birthdays today. Got to get to those yeah. Quickly. Owen Wilson is having a birthday. He's 53.
We took the fun side with him yesterday playing across from, I can't remember the actress's name right now, but this is a serious Owen Wilson. This is how I was actually introduced to this actor, behind enemy lines.
That and the routine on the ship kind of wore me out.
The routine?
The routine.
What you don't know from experience is that the routine, that's what you do to prepare for war.
We're not at war, sir.
Yes, we are.
Now, Mayor, we're pretending we're in the middle of the fight, but that's all we're doing is pretending, because we're not fighting, we're watching.
You should be glad you're not in a fight, Lieutenant, because with your attitude, you wouldn't last long.
That is an excellent movie. Now, it's graphic, but it is.
And which movie was it?
Behind Enemy Lines.
Huh.
Gene Hackman is the other voice you heard there.
Yeah.
It is phenomenal, and the ending will surprise you.
Wow.
But it's a cool ending. So,
crazy.
Anyway.
Also having birthdays today, Mike Epps turns 51 years old.
Yeah, I couldn't find anything I couldn't bleep.
No problem. David
Ortiz
is having a birthday today.
This one's for you, Trey.
To right field. Ichiro going back, looking around. It's gone. Into the first row of seats for Big Poppy. Gets his 31st of the year. Red Sox on the board, 1-0.
They call him Big Poppy because he was such a big... He is such a big guy, but he's funny. He's just... You could tell he was out there having fun making gabillions of dollars playing baseball. Nice guy.
Very good. Also having a birthday today is Kirk Hammett. I'm not familiar with his music much, but many of you are.
Yeah, his guitar is like, yeah.
That's right.
Metallica.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oops, it stopped.
Bleh. That was me willing it to stop. That's what that was. Damon Wayans Jr. is having a birthday today. He turns 39 years old.
Like what happened to bird flu? Remember bird flu? Like it hit, but like nobody got sick. Because that was going to be my new excuse to calling sick from work. Call the boss up like, yo, hey, listen, I'm not coming in today. Yeah, I got it. The bird flu. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, I don't think that's going to work.
No.
Also having a birthday is Allison Felix, turning 36 years old.
She runs very fast.
Third heat of the women's 400, Allison Felix, third from the left.
Allison there in lane four, known for her speed.
In a really nice stride, looks super comfortable. The important positions are the top three. Felix has taken care of that, no problem, and it is tight. But it's Allison Felix with a win in her heat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very, just these girls, ladies, whatever, women. Am I allowed to say women?
Mm-hmm.
That just they're
for
so,
some of us, yes.
Yes, they're so committed to their craft. Really, it is.
Here's a lady committed to her craft. She's turning 51 today. Megyn Kelly.
The thing about Obama was, he was divisive in his own way. The most divisive thing he did was Obamacare. And I was on Fox News during that time for the rise of the Tea Party. And the Tea Party now people would suggest the Tea Party was all about race. It had very little to do with race when it was first popping up. They wanted smaller government, and they wanted less taxation, and they wanted fiscal responsibility.
That's what they still want.
They still want that. That's absolutely.
That's what we want. Yep. So,
I guess that would make us.
They've been very vilified, but not in a fair way.
Mm-mm.
That was the whole schmear campaign.
Yep.
The wrap-ups.
Wrap-up smear,
as they
old
call
Nancy.
It. They were pretty successful.
Oh, they
with
were.
Vilifying the Tea Party, for sure. A couple more. Kevin Nealon is having a birthday today, turning 67.
What to do when you get a ticket or get pulled over.
A couple weeks ago, a cop pulled me over because you can't use a cell phone where I live. You know, you can't be talking into the phone. You could eat a Big Mac. You know, you could put your makeup on in the mirror. You could have a Starbucks between your legs. You could be staring with your knees, but you can't hold a cell phone. And the cop pulled me over. They never tell you what you do wrong. He sticks his head in the window. He goes, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" I said, "Excuse me, I'm on the phone."
Hello.
That's pretty good.
Oh, and that's why I'm here, Your Honor.
Now, this next one, I have to... You need to understand, people. If you haven't figured it out by now, Janet is a huge fan of country music and The Office.
Indeed.
So when we have someone from The Office, I always cringe. Like, did I pick the right part for Janet? did I meet the need for The Office? I think you might like this one today.
Oscar Nunez having a birthday today, turning 62.
I'm going to set up the scene. It's where they were all acting like they were in Savannah. And they were in the conference room acting out parts. And here comes Oscar running in saying,
"I do declare."
Corporate says we can't send any more checks out.
Yeah.
And this is where we're at.
So funny.
I just got an email from corporate. Could it be a problem of liquidity?
What's this strange Yankee accent coming out of your mouth, son? This here is Savannah.
Phyllis,
is that plantate this plantation? We're running low on greenbacks, and we're having problems paying the people who give us the seeds and the dirt. We can't pay them. Michael, I can't.
he was trying.
I know. He was trying. I just can't do it. Yeah, there's been a murder in Savannah.
That's right.
I love that episode.
Is this the one where they shoot each other at the end?
Yeah,
I think so. Or they're pointing the guns at each other.
I remember that they did do the crime scene at one point.
Okay.
And they were using cold cuts for parts of that. It was very strange. Anyway.
That's The Office.
Yeah, 434-248-0704. Thanks for texting us your guesses on the Mind Jam trivia. We'll ask it one more time and go to break.
Credit card interest and alcohol are all in the top five things Americans waste their money on.
Mm-hmm.
All right? What was the number one thing America's waste their money on?
We're going to tell you when we come back. Thanks for listening to The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Yes, and it's my birthday today.
It is.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
And for all of those people out there that are Virginia Tech fans that are going, "I cannot believe you didn't play the best Metallica song." Here we go. There you go.
Woo! It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are The Morning Jam. The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
I wanted to play that because I just have that, and I know you do, Janet, as we head into this Thanksgiving week next week.
Yeah.
And we're just so grateful for you, our listeners, just for your participation. You text us, you email us, you call us. Just means a whole bunch to us, so thanks for being there for us. Otherwise, we don't have anything to do if you're not there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Except talks amongst ourselves.
That's right.
Thanks for also participating in a Ron Jam trivia.
Do it again. We've got clothes, credit card interest, and alcohol are all in the top five things Americans waste their money on. What is that number one thing? Can I take a guess?
Sure.
I'm going to say online services that we don't use, like we got a Hulu account or we got a Netflix account or we have Prime mm-hmm. and we don't use them. That would be one of my things. It's just more of a modern kind
of
thing.
And it could and that could be. We also had someone guess gift cards because you know lots of times you'll have gift cards and they don't get redeemed and that kind of thing. The answer is food.
Really?
We waste the most money on food.
Wow.
Usually food that we end up throwing away.
Okay.
And I forget how many millions of dollars is wasted in food every year.
Wow.
And I think that's why the food boxes are so popular, like Dinnerly and HelloFresh and all that. And I do like that about those subscriptions because you don't waste food. I don't throw food away.
Right.
If there's just two of you, it's a really great option. And I think in the long run, you probably do save money and you certainly don't waste food.
Yeah.
Depending on some of them are more expensive than others.
I wish there was a way that we could recycle those packs and get them back.
I know. Get them back to them somehow. Yeah. That would be
good. The frozen, we get frozen packs to keep it cold and all that stuff if you've never gotten those boxes. Well, we give them away for Christmas presents.
You give the boxes away for Christmas presents?
No. Here's three ice packs.
Wow.
Put it in your ice box.
You're the gift that keeps on giving. Kimberly McBroom is on the way, going to be covering a story about a shooting in Danville, a Roanoke doctor that's been sentenced for overprescribing opiates, and a VEC claim system. It's been down for a while.
Jeez. Okay. 6:31, CBS News Brief is coming up next. It's the Morning Jam on Life Hack Thursday. Jen will have a few of those for you today. Stay tuned.
Hey, it's warmer today.
Okay.
51 in Lynchburg, 46 in Bedford, 49 in Danville, 46 in Roanoke, 50 in Salem.
Did we ever even hit the 50s by the time we left yesterday? Or were we right there on the bubble?
I think we were on the cusp, but I think in the afternoon maybe we got past there pretty good. But yeah, a little chilly.
Yeah.
Well, more coming out in the lawsuit-a-rama going on at Liberty University. In a recent filing, attorneys for Liberty are claiming a former employee suing the university and the attorney representing the women who are suing the university are leading an anti-Liberty conspiracy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In July, Jack Larkin, who is an attorney with the law firm Gawthorpe Greenwood in Pennsylvania, filed the lawsuit on behalf of 12 anonymous women. The women claim Liberty University violated Title IX laws by mishandling their sexual assaults and rape investigations, silencing, sometimes punishing them. In October, Scott Lamb, former spokesperson and executive, sued Liberty as well, saying he was fired after calling out university leadership for trying to cover up sexual assault allegations. Liberty University denies this, filed a counterclaim in response to his lawsuit. And now the courtroom, the counterclaim attorneys for Liberty write that Lamb gave privileged documents to Larkin. They say, quote, in addition to publishing them broadly in the media on information and belief, Lamb has already shown or given additional privilege LU documents, communications, records, or recordings to Larkin or his associates. Larkin says that's false. He never received a call from anyone at Liberty University asking about those materials. He also did not provide Larkin. Lamb says he didn't provide Larkin with materials or documents. Here's my question. If you didn't do anything, if you didn't hide anything, if you didn't, you know, mishandle these investigations, punish these women, why do you care? There shouldn't be anything to give, right?
It would seem that way, yes.
Larkin says this doesn't make sense for a couple of reasons. First of all, attorneys have an obligation before they make allegations in pleading to do at least some research to find out whether it's true. The fact that they made this claim without even calling me, I think, falls short of professional obligations, he says. And he also says many of the things that they're asking for in their lawsuit has nothing to do with money.
Wow.
He says, out of 22 of these women, many of them have a lengthy list of non-monetary demands. They want safety and security on the campus improved for future women in the hopes that they will not be victims.
Right.
It takes a long time to go through that list. Mm. Liberty University did not respond. I think Liberty is blowing it big time.
Yeah.
They're McAuliffing it up.
Well, it would...
I mean, it's like their instincts are completely
off. Yeah,
they're off.
They're off. They are not. And this is where it's where I went to school. I'm disappointed.
It's saddened.
It's sad because I really think they could go about this the right way. And really, in all honesty, would there be some fallout?
There would.
And
be
I'm a Liberty grad. There'd be a hell of a lot less fallout than you're getting now.
If you would just fess up and say, yes, we had some people that screwed up. Mm-hmm. It wasn't right. We shouldn't have done it. Mm-hmm. I know. It's crazy. Just crazy stuff. Doesn't make any sense. We'll continue to follow it.
Though. Okay. Virginia Alcohol Beverage Control Authority stores will observe holidays in November, December, and January that affect operating hours. On Thursday, of course, Thanksgiving Day next week, they're going to be closed. They'll be open normal business hours on Wednesday and Friday. But here's a little caveat, Janet. Due to the difficulty in forecasting consumers' demand and the influence of global supply chain disruptions on store inventory, that would be those 86 boats sitting off the coast of California, ABC has decided to forego the Friday and Cyber Monday, Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales. So, in other words, the spirits will be not so much discounted.
Are we surprised?
There will be some selective discounts, they say. And anyways, they go on to give the store hours for Christmas. That's too far out right now to talk about. But anyway, it's going to be a little different. You may not have those spirits that you normally have around Thanksgiving or Christmas. So you may want to look elsewhere. You may want to go out of state. You may want to find a Wine and More.
That's what you do.
Tennessee. Knoxville's got the big one. Bigger than our Lowe's. You could fit two Lowe's inside.
Are you
of
serious?
There. Well, you could fit at least one inside. This is huge. It's huge.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's like it's going to Home Depot for drinkers.
Oh, wow. Costco.
Anyway, yeah, or Costco. Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
So,
All right. Well, new information is coming out about the boosters. Virginia is not going to be joining a growing list of states opening coronavirus boosters to all adults ahead of the federal recommendations. But now it looks like that stamp of approval from the FDA could be coming as early as Thursday. After the FDA makes its call, the advisory group is expected to conduct its own review in a meeting set for November the 19th, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. If both agencies agree, that could expand to access Pfizer boosters nationwide for everyone 18 and older. In Virginia, it means 500,000 more adults could soon be newly eligible for boosters, just as many are getting ready to hit the road for Thanksgiving. Mm. So we shall see.
Okay.
They're waiting. Apparently, they're waiting for the green light from the FDA, unlike other states that have gone ahead and expanded access.
Yeah.
I think that's smart, actually.
Yeah.
We don't get to say that much about government decisions.
That are smart.
I know, that's crazy.
So I just texted my cousin.
Yeah.
I'm getting birthday wishes on my phone. Sorry, I'm a little preoccupied
here. You're getting them on here too.
Well, my one cousin, I'm telling her I hope to see her at Christmas. Going to be only going to be there for a few days. And she said, please give me a window of 5 minutes and give me plenty of time beforehand. I'm older now and I don't move as fast as once did. And I said 10-4, and then I put imagine this in large print.
Wow, that's pretty funny.
She says, I'm doing my stretches right now. Well, hopefully you won't break something.
Oh my word.
She's got a few years on me.
That's
but she's
funny.
Beautiful. It's my cousin Angie.
Aw,
she's a sweetheart.
Cool. There are some folks who say people who feel older than their age are kinder.
If you feel older than your age, huh? Is that because you're, I know a guy he's in his early 30s now, but he's an old soul. I mean, he plays the piano. He's a singer. Uh-huh. He does Al Jolson music
Okay.
and that kind of stuff. He loves it. And he loves the, Like, I'm talking about the young Frank Sinatra,
right.
The young Dean Martin. He loves that music. He's an old soul.
Well, according to this research, they're saying that people who feel old for their age mm-hmm. are more willing to help strangers.
Interesting.
An associate professor of marketing at Stanford Graduate School of Business went on a series of experiments in which they shifted participants' perception of their own age in order to study the effects on their willingness to help strangers in need.
How about that?
The effect of subjective age group among the social good is a phenomenon that seems deeply intertwined with society's conflicting attitudes mm. about aging. On one level, we don't like getting old. Look at the amount of money we spend on anti-aging everything.
Mm-hmm.
But being old and feeling old aren't the same thing. Perception of one's age isn't necessarily based upon your date of birth. It tends to be fluid, varying from situation to situation. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm 20 mm-hmm. still. And then right. sometimes it's just like, oh my gosh, I'm so old.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I'll hear some of the music or I'll see something on TV and yeah. I'm like, dear Lord, I'm so old.
Well, you're kind of an old soul when it comes to these older movies.
I am.
Love the old movies.
There are a lot of things that I like mm-hmm. and that I've always liked
yeah.
that skews older. Like mm-hmm. even when I was younger, I would choose to spend time with my niece and nephew rather than go out and do the things that young people did on the weekends. And my friends would be like, how old are you? You know, I've always liked to cook. I've right. always preferred, you know, older movies, mm-hmm. You know, classic theater things like that. So, but I think it's interesting that they say if you feel older than you are, they have shown that that you're kinder mm-hmm. to other people.
So you said earlier Mark will come in and sometimes singing like old things off yeah. of Ben-Hur or something,
right,
you know.
Yeah.
So what's your, when you're feeling like, you know, you're being playful and you want to retort mm-hmm. back, what do you sing back? Do you sing back to him? Or you say, get out of my kitchen, I'm not done yet.
Yeah. I'm busy, boy, you're bothering me. It just depends on the day.
Okay.
Sometimes I sing to the dogs a lot.
I see.
I'll
okay.
sing classic songs to them, mm-hmm. like Singing in the Rain and things
oh, okay,
like that.
Yeah.
And yesterday, while I was decorating the tree,
right.
we watched, we meaning me and all the dogs, we watched White Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And we sang all of those songs.
Right.
Snow and,
yeah.
and you know,
yeah.
Count My Blessings Instead of Sheep.
Yeah.
I go to sleep counting my blessings.
Mm.
Yeah, I sang that. Dallas is particularly fond of me singing to him, so...
Oh, goodness. I know they're fun when you're making food, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
5 and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. Go by and see them today. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. They are cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day, and they have everything you need to get your pantry fully stocked for the holidays. And be sure to sign up to be a VIP customer, because you'll have access to sales that other people won't have access to. You can even get $5 off, $10 off your order, and it comes directly to your phone. So make sure you do that as well. So between now and Thanksgiving, I've been sharing great recipes for your Thanksgiving table. I had a listener reach out yesterday saying, will you share your dressing recipe? So what I'm going to do is, because I don't have a recipe that I use.
Right.
I just make it mm-hmm. like Mom made it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to measure it, because we're doing our big Thanksgiving dinner Sunday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to measure it
right.
so I can share it.
Okay.
Because right now it's just a dab of this and a dab of that. And well, that doesn't work for everyone. So today I'm sharing a recipe for a broccoli cheese casserole that my kids love to have on the holiday table. And it will be on our table this year. I like to use fresh broccoli with this particular recipe, but you can use frozen if you like. You're going to need to do the following. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. You can also do this in a small crock pot if you prefer. I've got a trio of crock pots, so I do the corn casserole that I gave earlier in the week, and I did. This is something else that I'll do,
okay.
And I'll put it in that. But if you're cooking it in the oven, preheat 350 degrees. You're going to steam your broccoli. I like to just steam it in the microwave. You clean it, rinse it. Don't dry it. Leave the water on it. Put it in a bowl. Put your saran wrap on it, and you're going to want to cook it in your microwave for about 2 minutes. That'll be perfect, and it'll be ready to go. So you're going to take your broccoli. You're going to add in some cream of chicken soup. You can also use cream of mushroom if you like. You're going to put in a little bit of Duke's. If you don't want to use mayonnaise, you can use Greek yogurt to lighten it up a little bit. And then a couple tablespoons of butter, some eggs, some fresh chopped onion, salt, and pepper. You're going to mix that well. Then you're going to add 3/4 cup of cheese to the mixture, and you're going to pour that entire contents into an 8x8 square dish, and then you're going to top it with the magic. It's 3/4 cup of cheese and crumbled up Ritz crackers. Mm-mm. Bake it for 30 minutes. The cheese will get all bubbly and yummy, and the top will be golden brown.
Nice.
And it's a nice addition to your Thanksgiving table.
I like that.
You want to see it? Go to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share here on The Morning Jam.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on Thanksgiving staples like Sugar Tree Spiral Sliced Hams, $2.19 a pound. North Carolina sweet potatoes are 69 cents a pound. Duncan Hines cake mix is 99 cents with a frosting 2 for $3. And grade A large eggs are $1.49. F&L Market is closed on Thanksgiving Day, and they wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. Become a VIP Savings Text Club member by texting FL Market to 833-605-1804. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
Call Janet and Mark, 434-534-8500, or toll-free 866-916-3776. Call The Morning Jam. The Morning Jam.
Well, it's a big day, folks.
Yeah, it is.
You're getting all kinds of birthday love through our text lines.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's kind of cool.
Thank you.
Happy, happy birthday to you. Not only is it a special day for you, it is a special day for Mrs. Lamb as well.
Why is that?
Because today is National Use Less Day.
Oh, jeez.
Ah, yes. It's the day that everyone's encouraged to use only essential things and reduce waste. And
you know what that name means around my house? Do you really need that anymore? Do you need all those boxes of screws? There's so many. That's right, honey, because a different size screw works at different applications. Why do you think I can go in and like your hubby, probably? We can fix things pretty quick because we have a nice little storehouse of screws and bolts and all that kind of
stuff. This doesn't apply to that.
Okay,
I think that's off limits.
All right, so that's awesome. That's
awesome. And let me say why I think that's justified.
Okay.
Because if you're repairing something,
right,
you're not throwing it in the landfill and going out and buying something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is just an argument that cannot be beat there.
Yep.
But this is the third Thursday of November every year, and it was created to spread awareness about the clutter of unnecessary things in our homes, especially during one of the busiest months of the year.
Right.
It encourages people to adopt a minimalist lifestyle, which your wife is all about, where only the essentials are bought or kept. And this is not a new phenomenon. This started in the 50s.
Right.
They started this ideal. And if you look, even in the architecture of the 50s, the aesthetics of the 50s, you can kind of see this movement.
Right.
Kara, I am helping. she says, Janet, you're not helping. Look.
She hasn't got to the good part yet.
The screws are, you got to have that. I'm not saying he
should. Oh, she's arguing about my box of screws, isn't she?
That he should have 450, you know, old 8-tracks. Right. I'm with you on that one.
Right.
Anyway.
Well.
But that's when it started. It started in the 50s.
Right. Okay.
And
here's the funny thing. I came home with a bag. My wife does not like me to go to like festivals and fairs where there's all, like when we went to the Apple Festival up there in Amherst.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All those giveaways and bags of stuff. And I come home yesterday with a bag because we had Lily Mann from the city of Lynchburg yesterday in the studio telling us what to do to prepare not to clog all of our pipes up and clog the main pipes for the city of Lynchburg.
Did she see you bring your bag home?
She saw me with the bag and she says, "What's that?" I said, "Honey, this is a cleanup kit for your bag's still here.
I'm not bringing more stuff in."
And it's from Lynchburg Water Resources. And so I said, "This is to help us, you know, put the grease and all that stuff.
Yeah,
you know, save it and
enjoy the feast and
we can recycle
the grease."
Right.
And you can go at all these different drop-off locations, and you can get one of these just like we did, and it's absolutely free.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a cool thing.
Yep.
Randy says you need hiding places. Okay.
Randy used to see my shop right now.
And he gave a life hack. Move to a smaller house and you have to get rid of stuff.
No, that's the truth.
That is true.
Hey, Trucker Bob's on the line. And Trucker Bob, good morning. I do have a question for you because I don't know if you were listening earlier. Mm-hmm. What is it called when you leave the trailer, but yet you just drive the tractor back, you know, to your home? What is that called, a deadhead or a bobtail or whatever?
Well, you had it right. You had it. It's bobtail.
Bobtailing. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I thought he said.
Yep, and that's what I call it. Deadheading is, you had that right too, is when you're empty and you don't have a load and you're deadheading to pick up your next load.
Okay.
See, in my world, deadheading is taking the tops of the flowers off.
We've got something going on here on 460.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just past Mills Heating and Cooling. Looks like it's a deer strike.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shoot.
Got him a Bambi. But, yeah. And we have different things out there. You know, we have to do the shorten up, talking on the CB sometimes.
Right.
Like you correctly said it yesterday. When I refer to reefer, it's a refrigerated unit.
Right. Not marijuana.
We'll call a flatbed. We'll call that a skateboard.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's cool.
And then a trailer that's got a what they call a wood side with a canvas top. We'll call that a covered wagon.
Nice.
And then a vehicle pulling a load of cars, we call that a mobile parking lot.
Okay.
See, I am not cool enough to be a truck driver. Obviously, I'd need a little.
Then we got a state trooper, of course, is a bear.
A bear, right. Yeah, I remember that one.
And a sheriff is a deputy dog, and a city policeman is a city kitty.
City kitty, I remember that one. Now, Smokey's a state trooper, right? Smokey, or is that sheriff?
Smokey the Bear, yeah, they got that from the hat because
that makes sense.
Wear those hats and we call them Smokey Bear. So do the drill sergeants in the Army. They wear those type of hats.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. They will smoke you.
Oh, there you go. I wonder if they make a Rosetta Stone for truckers. That's what I would need. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Maybe you should write that.
Yeah, you should do that, Bob. Hey, thanks for calling in, letting us know about the deer.
See, I'd be going, wait a minute, what did he say? Okay, all right. Oh, I know what that is now. Yeah, it's all good.
We have a little syllabus.
That's right. Hey, don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to have our own Bill Trefero. He'll be giving you some of the latest headlines out of the Roanoke studios for Lynchburg, Roanoke, and on the south side. He does a fantastic job. So we'll have that coming up in a little bit. And we'll also have some more, life hacks other than moving to a smaller house. I will say, Kara said, one thing's for sure, the use less day didn't start on this day in 1958.
Oh,
I'm assuming that's the year you were born.
Yes. Jeez.
Golly, Kara, you're so harsh.
World. I brought you happiness, honey, at least on a part-time basis.
So let me keep my screws. Such a simple ask.
It is. It really is. Okay. So anyway. By the way, I got to get this in real quick.
All right.
If you know Mike Burstein today, Mike Burstein turned 60.
We're going to party like it's your birthday.
Now, if you see Mike Burstein today and you know him, I want you to pinch him on the right cheek. It's your choice whether you want to go above the shoulders or below the belt to pinch him, and you tell him it's from me.
And it's also your choice whether or not you want to get a sexual assault accusation or a punched, depending on if you're male or female.
It's 7 o'clock.